Hello there.
Hello.
And happy International Jazz Day.
Isn't it?
Yes, so
How
thrilled,
cool
so
that I get
thrilled.
to talk to y'all today, of all
Yes.
things.
Yeah. And where are you?
I'm in the heart of Massachusetts, a city known as Worcester.
Worcester. See, my in-laws are
Or
there.
Worcester.
My in-laws are in Wareham, Massachusetts, so they're up near the Cape.
Okay.
Let me make sure everybody knows that we're here. I sent them a note. So funny. We all are doing so many things at one time. Here comes Miss Nina. Speaking of Miss Massachusetts, there she is right there.
Home girl, that's it.
Hey, Bonnie. And here, she's Nina, but then in the South, Nana. Somebody
Okay.
asked me the other day, "How's your friend Nana?"
Man, I love
Nana.
it. Hey, so
Hey.
good to see you.
Happy International Jazz Day.
Big celebration in your hometown,
I know, I'm so salty I'm not there. Just miffed. I was
I'm with
planning to be
you.
there Sunday, but too many things on either side of it that I had to be in Boston for. I was like, okay, I'm not going to get on a flight for 12 hours. So.
Yeah, you can't do everything and still be saved.
Still be
I
saved.
remember my sister once said that to me. She said, she calls me BJ. BJ, you can't do everything because it really is, a juggling of what to do.
It is. What we say in the rural areas is you can have it all, but not at the same time.
Okay, I love that. I do appreciate y'all taking time out here.
We appreciate you being interested.
Well, it's so
True.
good to have you all here once again together. Last time I saw you were all in regalia, ready
And
for the
running
stage.
like
And yes, I did see you lift your skirt to climb the steps, and those combat boots had me rah-rahing. My
I want to
hero.
get a picture of that moment, but so far I haven't seen it on anyone's video.
Oh man, I feel like I have just a glimpse in
I
a photo that I took. I'll have to go back and see if it was live. You know how you can kind of edit.
would pay you for a
I
picture
know you would, because
like
when it happened, I thought I missed it. Well, anyway, congratulations all of you on rising to the top on the Jazz Week chart. I mean, in a matter of weeks, you literally have pushed your way. I think you're nearly
We're
today.
10 today,
You're
baby. We're
10
10
today.
today. I
That's
didn't know we
what's
were 10
up.
today.
That's
I
what's
got to open your text
up.
messages. No, but I was on the other gig earlier today. So. We're number 10 today.
Yes.
Woo!
Okay.
Jazz
There you
hands.
go.
Jazz hands. Thank you so much for your support in this, Bonnie.
Oh, you're so welcome. I have to say, I'm very spirited in what it all means, this work that you all have come to. I have tons of questions, mostly for the listeners, because they don't know the story. There's so many pieces of music that you released together, written together, collaborated on. It's so meaningful and really relatable. As I play it, I'm getting feedback. Who was that? What was that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and especially origins. For me personally, the telling of stories through the music is so super powerful. In no particular order, I'd just love to have a conversation about the sistering coming to life, how y'all came to decide, let's do this. Like, what is the origin of the sistering? How did this come about? And
That's funny.
anybody can jump in at this point. Maybe you'll just let us know who's speaking just to give context.
Yeah.
Popcorn style, as they
Yeah.
say.
I'll start. This is Lenora Zenzele Helm. Thank you for all of your support to every listener, and thank you, Bonnie, for having us. I think all the sisters came to a concert I had. We've known each other for decades. We've been friends for a long time in different configurations of working with each other, working with our families, etc., knowing each other in different locations, sharing mentors. But everyone was at one of my gigs where I was actually celebrating the last record I had Journey Woman, which was an album of all original compositions. After the Q&A finished and most people were gone, we huddled together and we were just talking about maybe we should do something together, like maybe we should all get together and see what we, what comes of it, et cetera. Let's have coffee, let's have some food, because we like to sup together and fellowship together. And it kind of worked organically from that point.
So,
Lovely.
Bonnie, this is Lois Deloach, and in Durham, North Carolina, where we all reside and call our home. And I think The Sistering really is a musical collaboration manifestation of the love, respect that we have for each other. We've known each other over the years, and what just popped in my head was that concert Lenora mentioned. We actually intentionally were all there to support Lenora in the same way. We'd like, look, let's do something at North Star because people need to hear this music. And because most of us wear so many different hats and are these, multi-layered lives that again we intersect not just in terms of our musical lives but also in our personal lives over the years. And as Lenora said, deciding to do a recording really was this pivotal moment where I think we all realized, why haven't we manifested something tangible together? I've been on concerts with Kate, and I have collaborated on concerts. Nina and I have collaborated over the years. Lenora and I have collaborated, and we all extend invitations and love to each other, and just have a very high regard for the level of musicianship, professionalism, and also we just share the same values in music and in our lives. So the fact that we were able to come together and say, whoa, why haven't we done something together at this level was it was just a beautiful moment. And look at God, just look.
I
And we were
love
in
that.
Nina's church, and the North Star Church was a beautiful, generous gift to the jazz community in Durham. I'm sure she can tell you more about that, but we were in her space.
We love each other. Can you tell? I think it's at its root, it is the crystallization of something that existed on a spiritual plane first. The love came first, the sistering came first. And then we had to wonder, has anybody done this before? Not a group like, Earth, Wind, and Fire or, Foreplay, but a collaborative sharing of generosity where everyone retains their own personal identity, yet the love is woven through every note. Where have we seen that? Did Betty Carter and Carmen McRae do it? Did Ella and Sarah? And when we started looking around, is this such an unusual thing? And yes, it is. Women in the same instrument choosing to be shoulder to shoulder and collaborate on a project is a rare bird. And so when people listen and say, oh, these stories are so rich, or I have never heard this before, this is unique, and I didn't know I needed it, but I needed it. So did we. So did we. So we kind of manifested the medicine, Bonnie. This is Nina Freelon. I didn't say that at the beginning. We manifested the medicine that we needed. It turns out it was the medicine that the world needed also.
Bonnie, this is Kate McGarry. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Being in, I believe it was Lois's kitchen first when we met, and my feeling was a real feeling of awe at how our dreams and kind of wishes and unmanifest things could all just start to flow and seem so possible. Where for me, maybe it felt like, oh, wow, that seems like a real stretch. And then all of a sudden, things that seemed out of reach or became like, oh, of course we're going to do XYZ. So for me, it was a beautiful exercise in seeing how much was possible when you bring four women together who have lived, very rich lives where they've, scaled walls and built bridges and fed people and saved people, that anything is possible. And so that was and continues to be my experience of being part of this beautiful group.
Here on 90.5 WICN, I'm bringing you the colors. I'm bringing you the colors of the sistering. So many stories to share. The music comes to life with this quartet of women.